you shouldn't hurt at all. You are.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm going to go to Matt in Carole, Los Angeles. Hello.
Hi, Roy. Are you there?
Fine, thank you. And what can I do for you?
Actually, the first time I've had the courage to actually stay on the line and not hang up.
Oh, dear. I'm so glad you stayed on the line. I hope I can help you.
Thank you. I'm addicted to literally everything.
You sound like a strong man.
These last few days have been better than others.
But you sound self-assured. You sound very intelligent. You sound, you know, but you sound all those things. So I know there's a strength there somewhere waiting to unfold.
Thanks. I feel it, but I feel like I'm in limbo. I try to meditate, and it feels like an exorcism. My mind goes crazy. To focus on staying still requires so much energy. I either get bored or my mind says I'm bored, and I stop.
Whoa, hold it. That's what's supposed to happen. See,
yes.
You know what boredom is? Boredom is the ego's lack of life force. Meaning, when the ego has an existence as God, is what ego is, basically. Mm-hmm. That's Adam's sin. Adam's sin is ego. He wants to play God. See, and he falls from his perch. He falls from the nutrient of the soul, the life that comes from a loyalty to what's right in his heart. See, it's a mind thing.
I want this nutrient.
No, the ego, that the other inhabitant there, lives off the excitement of life, judgments, anger, pleasures, stimulations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It lives off of that. So when you sit still, you have a combination of things that could happen to you. And one of them is called boredom, because the ego is dying. It has to have excitement. It has to have a distraction.
That's very true. And nothing against your books, because I think they're great, but it's so difficult for me to go through it.
One day it's easy.
Fall asleep and get bored.
I know. There's something inside you that doesn't. That part of you is shutting you down. There's a side of you that's stronger than you are right now. Since you say you're addicted to everything, that's exactly the point you are making or we're discussing. You're addicted to every little thing. I said when you're drinking, you when you're smoking, you're just looking forward to a drink. When you're drinking, you're looking forward to the.
Once I finish the cigarette, I go to another addiction. Once I finish that,
there you go.
To another one.
There's no rest in between, because if the rest in between, your conscience will catch up with you.
Correct. But
and slay you.
I'm realizing these things, and the meditation and being still is such a challenge.
I know
it. On the other side, doing the sinful things, I feel too guilty about it. I feel like one is so tempting, and I say, okay, I'm going to be committed to doing this sinful thing. I want it so much, just do it full force, but I can't.
Because
I'm committed to doing the good thing, but I can't do that either.
Look, excuse me for laughing, but it's a dilemma I'm so familiar with. If you're not committed, you're going to be committed. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
You're not going to commit it in the right way. You're going to be committed in the wrong way.
I'm just crazy. I just look at myself. I'm like, you are crazy.
The best person to help is one who is in jail, ready to be executed. I mean, in other words, his life is so painful, and then he suddenly awakened, and he can't figure out how he got there. As the jails are full of people, we get more correspondence from jails than anywhere, huh?
I've wanted to be taken as a prisoner. I thought of this scenario. Someone would steal me, go to a desert island where I eat healthy. I'm forced to. If I don't eat healthy...
No, that won't work either. You know, you'd resent it. Eventually, it wouldn't work, and you'd resent them. Hold the line, don't go away. All of your solutions are wrong. But we'll nudge you towards the right one, where there's no desert islands, no people force-feeding you goodness. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Roy Masters, 866-8883. That's an 800 number. Call me Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight. The show is live from that time to that time. And on Thursday and Friday, I won't be here, because I'll be here on tape, but I'll be enjoying the Thanksgiving with my family. All right, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
All right. And the only thing, she hasn't learned the lesson like the other girls ought to. Trouble is, we don't like to admit we're wrong, you know that? I'm going to come back to my caller in just a minute. But there are some people in the world who'd rather be dead than wrong. But one day they're going to be dead and wrong. There are others who would rather see you dead than be observed as wrong. It gets much worse. They would rather slaughter the innocent so as to be certain of always being right and never wrong. You surely know people who have some of those aforementioned characteristics. They're all around you. That's what we're dealing with this in the subject in this world, how to escape the madness. And the point is, the madness is all around us, but not all of us want to be mad. But some never want to realize how mad they are, they just want to destroy your observation of it. And that's what genocide is all about. It gets to the point where the whole nation gets justified by their dictator. And they can do no wrong. We always find a church that will, you know, a political organization that will champion our right to be wrong. The homosexuals have an organization that champions their right to be wrong, but they're not wrong, they just champion their right to be. And, Fatso's Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous, oh, they've got scientists, it's a sort of a gene. All right, but we all got champions. We've got someone who love us, who realize our greatness and goodness. Well, you may have some greatness and goodness, but it's not going to come that way. It isn't. The love of the world is the ego thing. And it's something that never wants to face its wrong. But it rejects the light. Can you imagine? Can you see what you're doing when you make excuses? How much you confuse everybody, you confuse your own children? And you get frustrated with them because they don't see you in a good light. And now you work your tail off to get them to see it. And they exploit that. Or they run from it because you cling to them. Can you not see there's something wrong with looking for love and everywhere in the world? It's an obsession. My friend here on the line has got a lot of love. He has lots of addictions, don't you? You have lots of love. And everyone binding, aren't they? Everyone enslaves you. And you know it. Now, a lot of people don't know they're enslaved by those kinds of love. They just lose themselves completely until everything goes black. See what I mean? You don't want to do that, do you? Do you, Matt?
No, I don't.
But you realize that your addictions are equivalent to love and loyalty. To that which is keeping you from the light. It's saving you from being saved. Now the question is, do you understand the process? Do you want to be saved by drug pushers and tobacco companies and naughty women? Alcohol and
times.
You know
what did I do?
You see what I mean? I mean, but do you really want to? What are you being saved from? Because after all, look what the Bible says.
From that empty feeling.
That's right. But there's wrong way and right way. Who preserves his life, ego life, shall lose it. Who lays down his ego, animal life? In Greek, there's two words for life. Translation from the Greek. One is zoe, one is souche. Souche is spiritual life. And zoe, I think, is where we get our word zoo from, is animal life and breath. So if we understand, we only have one word for life, so we don't get it. But if you get it this way, who lays down his ego animal life, the love of the world makes you God's enemy. There's another way of saying it. Who lays down the love of the world is no longer the enemy of God. When you have had your fill of what looks like your friend, but is your master and slave driver, slave of sin, when you realize that it has a hold on you and realize it's what makes you love it, whether you like it or not, and you hate it because you see that it's stronger than you are and you're its victim and you're not the God you think you are. Follow that?
I do.
Is what a lot of people would rather be dead than admit they're wrong. A lot of people in the world would see you dead than be observed as wrong. And then there's genocide to slaughter whole nations of decent, innocent people who have no thought of war. Follow that?
I understand the process and how the ego works.
Yes.
And intellectually and philosophically how it works. But when you
but
come down to that...
comes right down to it.
What is the... Like, I'm feeling like this question of faith coming into my mind and not
yes.
knowing what faith is.
Yes.
Faith in God. I don't know if that's the difference that I'm not...
No, you don't have to have faith in God. No, you don't need it. You don't... You just have to stop having faith in yourself, in other people giving... You got your faith is misplaced. Your longing is outward. Blessed are those who do hunger and thirst. See? And the degree of hunger is the degree of appreciation. So people who've been deprived of it for a long time have really, really, really suffered more than you. There are people in jail who suffered, have been sodomized and degraded, and God knows what they've done to others and the others that have done to them. They're listening to me tonight on this radio program. And they were born little children, and dysfunctional society, dysfunctional inner city, dysfunctional parents, dysfunctional schools, dysfunctional everything that despised their innocence. And they took on the nature. So they're not really bad people. Lots of the jails are full of people who were once innocent children and still are inside, but nobody understands them. All they get is punishment.
Mm-hmm.
See that? But these people are easier to help than you.
How so?
Because their hunger is greater. Their suffering is greater. Suffering is very necessary. Maybe you need to suffer more.
Maybe I need to suffer more.
Because you don't cry until you suffer. You keep crying outwards for help. But you always help. That's a selfish thing. You're still a selfish person.
I would agree in the suffering more, because when I smoke that cigarette or I have that drink, it kills.
It kills
the suffering. It soothes the suffering that I need to overcome to grow.
That's right, and then it dampens the other cry, doesn't it?
It dampens the other cry.
Yes. In other words, if you have candy before your dinner,
dinner
takes your appetite away. See, so you need to feel the emptiness, don't you?
I always have dessert before dinner, so
yeah.
It always screws it up.
You got it backwards, haven't you? You don't even need dessert because you don't deserve it.
What is the mindset between people who can...
I don't know. I do not know. That's one question. You can't ask me that. I cannot tell you
Because I believe if I know someone who can, then I can do it.
No, that's the wrong belief. No. Nobody can tell you. No, nobody. And I cannot give you the answer. It's a mystery. It will forever remain a mystery. I cannot tell who's savable. I cannot tell. I have to preach to all alike and treat everybody the same, even the people who are most vicious to me. They may be more savable than those who love me a lot, or seem to, who have me on a pedestal. I wish they wouldn't. But I cannot give you the answer to that. I don't know the answer, and you don't need to know it. You only need to know that you're crying in the wrong direction. And you need to be stricken by that long enough to learn the lesson of it, because he'll still wait for you. You can keep drinking and smoking all you want, and you may not die. You just suffer more. And when you suffer enough, you might turn inward and upward, because it does take that. For some people, it didn't take much for me to turn inward and upward. I've had that since I can remember. So I'm not saying I've always lived a perfect life, but I never had to go to the point of suffering like you or anyone else. I never had really any bad habits. I always saw my thoughts and saw that they weren't mine. This was that simple. I saw myself in other people, and I learned from their mistakes. I didn't have to make that mistake. I said, oh, that's how I feel. That's what it looks like. That's how I feel. Well, that's what it looks like. Oh, well, I'm going to feel, I'm not, I'm going to look at that feeling and it goes away. I don't indulge it. It doesn't invite me. I won't go. You want to upset me, I don't fall. You want to betray me, I'm not going to fall to that. I know it's the same game over and over again. Intimidate, find some way to get to you. And so you're caught between being intimidated, because you still have anger issues. As long as you have the anger issue, you've got the pleasure issue. See that? So which one do you want to start with first? The pleasure issue has more to do with looking for love in the wrong places. And when you're willing to give up the pleasure, like give up your cigarette, when you're willing to do that, when you're willing to really to turn inwards, you'll wake up one morning, you'll look at the cigarette and say, what am I doing this for? And you'll put it down. But then you start to see your anger. You see the tiger. You're letting the tiger loose. And then you're grappling with the real problem, anger. A frustrated will. Oh, a frustrated will. That's interesting. Then you can understand that's ego. That's a part of you that wants to be loved and served and be a king on the throne and be accepted by the world. Your whole life revolves around doing that, especially around women who will exploit that because they can't help themselves. You actually empower them to do that to you. So, I don't know if I've helped you or not. Have I?
I find can be even more ego-pleasing because they are more attracted, you know, by something that they can't.
No, they're attracted. Listen, a real woman would not be attracted to you because you're a pig, and she knows it. You're a selfish pig, and you call on the mother in her, and she doesn't want to be your mother. She wants a man to correct her from original sin. She wants a man to correct her from being manipulative, that sort of thing. I mean, there's a certain power that women have over men from the day they're born. And the good woman doesn't enjoy the pleasure of most women who enjoy the pleasure of men's worshipfulness, the power they have to hold a man and control him and make him think he's being loved while she gets what she wants. Even that old idiot that died recently, that he was 90 years old, married, she got a couple of $1 billion from him, I don't remember what it is. Even it doesn't go away. Even when you have all the money in the world, you want a pretty woman to, and she didn't love him. She just wanted his money, but he didn't care. You know what I mean?
Pretty wife, all the money.
And he was a billionaire. He had enough sense to make all the money. He was a lawyer. He didn't have enough sense to see what the world was doing. Never seen such a.
I'm going to find one of these women.
No. You draw them. You draw it out of them. Even if it isn't there, you draw it out of a good woman. You draw it out. That's what you want from them. You want what Eve gave to Adam. You can be what you want to be. You can have what you have, and I love you, and you go and get the money, and I'll give you all the love you. See what I mean?
So how did you can draw the goodness out of them? Or
No, you draw the dark side of the woman. You draw the worst out of her. You draw the worst. You brought support, the ego in you, your drive, your ambition. You give it up to her. And she'll keep lying to you as she lays with you. The good woman doesn't want to do that. She wants a real man that's independent of her, but loves her from in a way that she can't own him. She loves the man she can't own. She despises the man she can. Most of the women love the man she can own. Well, see, so all the women you will attract will be attracted to you by your weakness, and you will deserve every one of them. Now, what does that get to you? It's got to get to somebody up there. I got to go now. I do hope I've been helpful. If not you, somebody else listening might have got it. All right, we're going to go to another call, by the way.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Have you received help from Roy Masters? Many thousands of people have, including a lot of very famous people. But I can tell you this, not a lot of people support this radio program. In matter of fact, very few people have supported it, thinking that, wow, he's so successful, and he is, but only when you, the listening audience, support him with your tax-deductible donations. We need your help. Very, very important. This is a special time of year that we ask you to remember all the good things that you've learned by listening to this radio program. Now, my dad does not like to ask anyone for help, but I don't mind doing it because this is an important cause. And so, right now, I'm going to ask you, please become a supporter of this work. You can join the auto debit program, and for $22 a month or whatever you want to give, it'll automatically take it out every month so you'd never forget. Or if you'd like to, you can write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, and send your tax deductible contribution. If you'd like, you can also make a contribution online at FHU.com, and that's a secure server. We have a prison outreach, and we have thousands and thousands of prisoners who are getting help that otherwise never would. And also, the United States military uses the coping strategies, which is really the be still and know exercise, and it gives it to men and women coming back from the theater of war. So please, please help us. At this time of year, we need it more than ever. We need your help, and I know you will. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Stress does not have to inhibit your progress in life any longer, because now there's the Cure Stress app. According to Dr. Richard Titus, Cure Stress is a calming technique unlike anything you've ever tried. Ron Carlson, PhD, said it contains in the practice the seeds to freeing us from our bondage and slavery to compulsive thoughts and negative emotions. What's on the Cure Stress app? A quick 7-minute audio guides the listener through the technique. George M. Hader, MD, says it's the only approach I have ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, competent, and effective. Go to CureStressApp.com. Stress does not have the power that it had before. Cure Stress is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. If you don't control stress, stress will control you. Free yourself from negative emotions. Go to CureStressApp.com right now. Endorsed by healthcare professionals and used since 1960, this free app contains guided audio programs at CureStressApp.com. Feel free again. Go to CureStressApp.com right now.
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Let me take care of my callers right now and give them some personal help. We're going to go to Linda in K-A-A-Y in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hello.
Hello, Roy.
Hi. How you doing?
Well, I'm hoping you'll be able to give me some advice on how to cope and deal with someone that's my son, which is doing drugs.
How old is he?
44.
44?
Very, very insecure.
How did he get that way? Do you know what parents were responsible for that initiation? Do you know what part your husband played and you played in this? Would be helpful to me.
Both of us.
We've
been divorced now for 20 years or longer.
So, but he's still a man when you divorced, right?
He was 19.
19.
Or 20.
And why did you divorce your husband?
I think it was just a combination of things that happened as we didn't grow any closer together. It was always growing apart.
I don't think you should grow. I don't think anybody should grow closer. I think you actually, and if we understand the words properly, we should become not distant. I wish there was a word in the English language that would properly express it, but more independent of one another. And the more independent you are of one another for your well-being, the more love will come through to each other. I like, for example, if I may just change the subject a wee bit, I want my employees to not to be put me on a pedestal and not to involve themselves emotionally with me and sort of grub in the dirt for whatever they think I want or try to imagine what will make me happy, like marriage. That's what happens in marriage. We do all those sorts of things. No, I would rather them be free people, free to walk out of the door and just be individuals living from their common sense and give them a chance to bring forth the good in them, even if they make a mistake or two. It's not a big deal. Better than just being a mechanical servant of Roy Masters. And so in a sense...
It was very hard what I did when I divorced myself.
Well, see, I just took that word and I just wanted to... I want to just carry it a little bit further because it may carry some meaning in our conversation in a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
Did you understand what I'm saying is that when you said we had trouble drawing closer, the problem is with human beings is they think that by becoming closer and closer, there's going to be more and more love between them. No, they become each other. And they become addicted to each other's wills. And then there's a war. Who's going to will who? And one gets completely entangled with the other. And all hell breaks loose. You literally lose your individuality and begin to hate each other. And that hate affects the children. In a very similar way. And off they go, trying to find happiness with a person, getting closer and closer to your son, would go off and find a woman that would mother him, that would love him. And the woman likewise looking for someone, also coming from a similar kind of home. And there it begins all over again. And what's wrong with our country? We're looking for feelings from one another. We're looking to get closer and becoming one with one another. But there's a right way and wrong way of doing that.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Linda, I was just talking about the wrong way, which is about everybody's way. So unconsciously, I don't want to kick you when you're down, but I just wanted to clarify that because you may want to try to help your son by getting closer to him too. You may feel super, super responsible for what's happening to him, and you may be in part responsible, but you've got to be very careful how you go about this, because if you do what I think you are doing, you will drive him further away from you and drive him more deeply into drugs and women and alcohol and whatever it is that takes the pain of his failing life away.
Just not say anything.
I tell you what, does he visit you?
He lives with me.
That's not good. That's too close.
I know.
You've become his enabler.
I know that.
Ah, well, then I wasn't talking for nothing, was I?
No, you wasn't. And my daughters, they tell me I need to kick him out. I have
your daughters are correct. You see, but there's something about you that is addicted to trying to save him and love him.
I do love him.
I know, but you know you don't know what love is. And I don't mean to be rude. You're a nice lady. I'd love you to be my next door neighbor because you can talk to me. You can let me talk to you about your faults and you're not flinching. I appreciate it. Respect that.
I thank you for that. I remember when I first heard you, I thought, this man doesn't like women. I wondered what was wrong with you.
No.
I'm not saying that to be mean, but I...
No, I know that. I know that's the common belief. I'm used to it. Yes.
And, I mean, I mean, at this point in my life, I'm happy with me as I am. I mean, as far...
But let me interrupt you then.
Okay.
You're happy with you as you am,
I mean, as
right?
far as with a man to, you know, or anything like that.
You're content to live without a man. I get that.
Well, I'm taking care of my husband, which is...
Oh, you're divorced, but you're taking care of him.
I remarried.
Oh, you remarried.
And my husband, he had a heart attack and had some brain damage, so I am taking care of him, yes.
Well, you're a nice lady, but I want you to do something. He's a man that may need to need to take care of him because you're his wife, but your son, you're taking care of him too much, and you've got to let go of him, and he may glob onto another woman just like you, who will feel sorry for him and mother him, and that'll be the end of his life. However, let that be on that woman's conscience, and let it be your son's problem, and no more yours. You must, out of love, say, look, I'm an enabler.
I would have to get this police out here to put him out.
I know, you may have
he
to.
He wouldn't get up. He wouldn't go.
I know, but he has a hold on you. He's totally addicted to you. He hates you for enabling him because he knows he's a slave, but he does not know how not to be a slave. He loves the security. He's tucked into you. He's tucked into you like a little child. He feels secure, but at the same time, he feels like you're a bully. Or you're his slave, one of the two.
I mean, he goes and he works and he brings, and, you know, and then he goes and spends in one night or two nights his whole salary.
I know. Well, but you've got to let him suffer the consequence. If you don't let him suffer consequences... But even if it's to sleep in a car, I'm letting my grandson sleep in his car. I don't care if he dies there. I mean, I do care.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean? I have to separate myself from the outcome because I can't respond to his bleeding heart. He'll pull me in. I'm an old man. I'm not going to help him. He'll take over my household. He's such a leech. If there's something good in him, I always welcome the knock on the door, see if he's changing, see if his heart is in the right place. Is he willing to leave that life behind? Because at that moment, I'll be ready to help him to have a new life. But when I help him to have a new life, he won't be dependent on me. He'll be freer and freer and freer from everybody, which comes back to my original point.
How old he is?
He's 25.
He's 25.
But I just got my granddaughter back. And wow, is she a powerful little young lady. She's been on the streets since she was 13.
Oh.
But now she's home with me. She doesn't live with me, although I'd love to have her here. But she's independent. She didn't know how to type. She couldn't drive a car. She was, her whole life. She'll tell you all one of these days. She's not ready yet. But she's a powerful young lady. And she's made a great recovery. And I'm helping her to see clearly, to depend on that clarity that God gives her liberally to everyone. And she's becoming more and more independent of me and more helpful to me because of that independence. and with more love for me because of that independence. Because I'm helping her to be free, to be true to her God, as I'm true to mine. And therefore we bring something to the table. From our closeness to God, we are close to each other. It's a different kind of closeness. It's like we have the same satellite. We're tuned into the same satellite, but we're not tuned into each other. We're tuned into the same program, heaven-wise.
Absolutely.
You understand that now?
Do you think you could be
strong now with your son? You still might be, have a chance for your son, but you're going to have to be must not react to the noise he's going to make and the fuss he's going to make and the rudeness and the violence. He's like a little child. He'll throw a tantrum when you cut the ground from under him. Just give him a warning. You got 1 week. Clean up your act. Stop being angry towards me for helping you, and then resenting me for pulling the rug from under you. I've got to do that. I have no more choice. I've got to do this for you. It's going to be painful for me. Meaning, you see what I'm saying? It's going to be painful for you too.
Oh.
You're part of his problem, you see. You're glued to each other. You're like a barnacle, to another barnacle. I got to go, young lady. Do you have my CD, do you have?
I don't.
I'll send it to you. Make sure this lady has the CD. Send it to her. Please send it to her Monday, but overnight. And a book. How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. Make sure she gets that. And just give her a few words about using it and what it's for. As a matter of fact, I will say what it's for in just a few moments.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Have you received help from Roy Masters? Many thousands of people have, including a lot of very famous people. But I can tell you this, not a lot of people support this radio program. In matter of fact, very few people have supported it, thinking that, wow, he's so successful, and he is. But only when you, the listening audience, support him with your tax-deductible donations. We need your help. Very, very important. This is a special time of year that we ask you to remember all the good things that you've learned by listening to this radio program. Now, my dad does not like to ask anyone for help, but I don't mind doing it because this is an important cause. And so, right now, I'm going to ask you, please become a supporter of this work. You can join the auto debit program, and for $22 a month or whatever you want to give, it'll automatically take it out every month so you'd never forget. Or if you'd like to, you can write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, and send your tax deductible contribution. If you'd like, you can also make a contribution online at FHU.com, and that's a secure server. We have a prison outreach, and we have thousands and thousands of prisoners who are getting help that otherwise never would. And also, the United States military uses the coping strategies, which is really the be still and know exercise, and it gives it to men and women coming back from the theater of war. So please, please help us. At this time of year, we need it more than ever. We need your help, and I know you will. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Stress does not have to inhibit your progress in life any longer, because now there's the Cure Stress app. According to Dr. Richard Titus, Cure Stress is a calming technique unlike anything you've ever tried. Ron Carlson, PhD, said it contains in the practice the seeds to freeing us from our bondage and slavery to compulsive thoughts and negative emotions. What's on the Cure Stress app? A quick 7-minute audio guides the listener through the technique. George M. Hader, MD, says it's the only approach I have ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, competent, and effective. Go to CureStressApp.com. Stress does not have the power that it had before. Cure Stress is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. If you don't control stress, Stress will control you. Free yourself from negative emotions. Go to CureStressApp.com right now. Endorsed by healthcare professionals and used since 1960, this free app contains guided audio programs at CureStressApp.com. Feel free again. Go to CureStressApp.com right now.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
We're going to go to New Jersey, and we're going to go to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Doctor. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
You know, I'm a Christian and you're Jewish, but we, through from Yeshua, are Mishpucha.
Well, whatever that means, it sounds okay. Well, actually, I don't know what... Look, listen, put it this way. Religion is only a means to a set of instructions to help you find who you are. And it's beautiful to know the history of it. It's wonderful to know the history of it. And in the beginning, as a young person, you are guided by the commandments, you know, in a book and from your teachers. But at a certain point, you need to leave the, in a manner of speaking, leave the book behind, because it's brought you to the spirit of it, the spirit that acted through Abraham, who didn't have any books.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac, yes. And Jacob, who didn't have any books. And Jesus, who didn't even need one. Because he had the nature of God in him. So should we. Don't you see? He said so.
Amen. Doctor, I'm calling you tonight because I went through a divorce 4 years ago. I was married.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
She was very dominant, very controlling. And I was listening to your conversation. It's the first time I've listened to the radio program. She used a little manipulation tactic, of course, using sex as a manipulation tactic.
And now you're hooked.
What happened was she used the domestic violence, and that's being used to destroy the family and remove the father. Unfortunately, I fell into the pornography, the internet pornography, and it's very addicting. I see the truths of scripture, and you know, when you get into the fertility goddesses, like in Jeremiah.
No, I know. It's hard. No, you spare me. Spare me all that. Let's see. I can answer that question very simply.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Jim, resort to the article I got on MSNBC, or not. Maybe I can do without it. I hate reading statistics. But basically, let me see if I can find. Let's see. It's about goats. They noticed that let me read it to you. Millions of lines have been written about how women's hormonal changes cause mood swings. I don't like to do this, but it's worth it. But what about men who get irritable and withdrawn? Psychotherapist Jed Diamond believes they could be suffering from irritable male syndrome, and I'm going to get to my point in a minute. A condition, he says, affects a growing number of men. No, it's not a joke. IMS term was coined by a Scottish researcher who found that rams became irritable, withdrawn, and irrational when their testosterone levels plummeted. See, now there it is. When their testosterone levels plummet, the most important function of a ram or a male animal is procreation. And so they got irritable because they fight over a female. And then they have to get this anger and... to us, it's resentment, to awaken, to get the strength to function, and then they get the prize, the females. And that's the same thing with human beings, as a matter of fact. Anger, resentment, awakens the sex drive, just like an animal. Mm-hmm. You will see, if you learn to drop your resentments towards everything, I don't care, you know, if somebody gives you the finger on the highway, it doesn't matter what it is, so anything... You bang your head on the door when you come in from the garage, and you resent the door or something. And if you it doesn't matter what, if you could learn to take pain and suffering and hurt without hating the hurt or the hurter, without being it'll be irritable about these things, your sexual drive will be under control, and you won't be giving yourself to such as you described. It is anger. I noted it. I never forget the day I learned it. I was in New York. Let me see how many years ago. 45 years ago. I remember this incident. You'll excuse the way I'm going to say this. The cab driver was driving me, and he got stuck in traffic. And he got irritable and making all kinds of horrible sounds and epithets and then suddenly he got out of the cab and did the unthinkable. And you can imagine what the unthinkable is. He wasted himself in the middle of the street. Now, I saw a connection between anger and sexuality. As a matter of fact, women know how to make a man angry. So that he will, One of the symptoms men have when they're intimidated is to want to give in, but also at the same time the sexual feeling awakens, and then you find a very welcoming lady, the very lady that intimidates you. If she can't get you with her voluptuousness, she'll get you by being irritating, irritable, irritating you. And if you respond to that irritation, all of a sudden, your anger turns into a sensual feeling for her. And that is how the Jim Jones of the world, how terrorists or how tyrants have their following. They actually, all the followers of tyrants have a secret sexual feeling for the hate object. Of course, they can't have sex with him, but they become subservient to him, become little carbon clones of him, and then they could be used as an army. I mean, if you have a political dictator like Adolf Hitler, he arouses people's anger to become warlike and to plunder and to let them have the enjoyment, permit them to have the pleasure of raping and murdering. That's what the soldier of a tyrant, not an American soldier, not generally, they are much more of a noble stature, but the armies of tyrants are like that. Pillage and plunder, and that's the reward. But it's the frustration that not having sex with their tyrant, but they express it. They take it out on whomever they can. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you've got to be very, very careful of your anger, and anger towards yourself. I'd hope I've explained that fairly well. But you have to watch the connection between rage and resentment and frustration. And a terrible inferiority and being obsessed with images of women. And then getting into those images and then becoming less than you were before and then realizing that you've been had and then being angry at being had. And all of a sudden the sex desire flares up again and there's no end to it.
You're right, absolutely.
Yeah. I had a man one time, listen to this. I had a man who was a client or patient in England. I went there, and I have an organization over there in England. It's the Foundation of Human Understanding UK. And he eventually confessed to me, after I'd been working with him for a little while, he says he would have sex with anything, and if a lady knocked on the door, that would be it. It would become more and more frequent, and it doesn't matter what, after a while, it didn't matter what it looked like. And one day, it becomes so furious. He was so angry. He had to have the only way he could have sex is to be angry because he'd lost the natural way of having it. The natural way wouldn't be enough for him. He had to satisfy that ego, that pain of that ego, that craving. Keeps losing himself to finding himself and keeps losing himself to finding himself and losing himself more. And one day, he was on the ground with a woman having sex with her out of anger and finds himself strangling her at the same time.
Mm.
Here, anger and sex came right together. There was no interval. Got to be very careful, my friend. You'll die from this disease.
Oh, absolutely. I can see it's very addicting, you know, especially when they put it on the internet. You can put any kind of girl you want. It's very comparable to slavery. I know.
It's playing up to your fantasies because that it creates emotions that help to drive the delusions of the mind so that you could lose yourself in delusions of your mind where you think you're king and the dancing girls, you can do anything you want. And after a while, you're running away from reality, and after a while, there's more reality to run away from. There's more pain you've got to run away from into these pleasures until you're dead, until you're mad, or to become violent, or you rape somebody or murder somebody.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.